Okay, so let's pick up from about 7-8 lines down on Beis Amud Beis. The first word on the line is Velo Gamer. We're by the two dots over there. We said in the Mishnah that if a Talmud is Roy Lahora'ah, so we said that in part two of the Mishnah was if Bezin issued a Psak, the Psak was incorrect, but they issued this Psak mistakenly, and then there is either a member of Bezdin or there's a Talmud who's Roy Lahora who knew that they were wrong, and anyway, he went ahead and he followed what Bezdin paskined. So we said that in that case, he is chayev to bring a karban. He's not potter. He's not considered to be tolabe Bezdin. He's considered to be tolabe Atzma. So the Gemara says as follows. Kigon man, like whom? Who'd be an example of a person who's Roy Lahora who would be eligible for a karban? So says Gemara, Amar Rava, Kigon Shimon ben Azai v'Shimon ben Zoma. For example, like Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoma, they were big Talmid Chachamim, and they were Ra'i Lahora'a, even though they didn't have smicha, they weren't members of Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, Ki Haigavna Mezid Hu. So Abaye says to Rava, well, if that's true, that that's what Ra'i Lahora'a means, is for people as big of Talmid Chacham as Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma. So if that be the case, like this kind of scenario, Mezid Hu, that would be considered Mezid. You'd be considered to, if you would follow Bezin anyway and ignore your own Yediyas Hatara, so then you would be considered Mezid. And if you're Mezid, you're not eligible for a Karban. So how could it be that in our Mishnah, we say that the Talmid who's Roy Lahora is Shaykh to bring a Karban? So says the Gemara, wait a second, according to your reasoning, Abaye, it's really not so much better. You're telling me that Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoma can't be the classic examples of Roy Lahora, but Hadatanya, I thought we learned in the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Ba'asosa achas. So the Braisa is analyzing this Pasuk and Vayikra that we brought up before, where the Pasuk says, Vim nefesh achas techta bishkaga me ama aretz ba'asosa. It says when a soul will sin, bishogeg, and the soul is me'am aretz. We talked about the me'am aretz bit before, and we said ba'asosa achas mimitzvas Hashem. So what is the Torah getting at when it says ba'asosa achas mimitzvas Hashem? And although according to some, the Dictuk itself can take out the word achas, is just ba'asosa that we care about. So what do you see from ba'asosa? Yachida osim epi atzmo. That if it's a yachid, if there's an individual who's doing something based on his own das, so then chayiv, he's going to be chayiv to bring a karban. Bahoraz Bezdin, but if he is acting based on the psak of Bezdin, pater, so then he's going to be exempt from bringing a karban. Now, ketzad, how exactly would that play out? Horu Bezdin, shechelev mutter, if Bezdin paskin that chelev is permitted, v'noda le'echad mehen shetau. And then it was known to one of them, or the other Echadman, one of them knew that they had made a mistake. O Talmud Yosha Lefneihem v'Roy Lahora, or you have a Talmud who's sitting in front of them, and he's Roy Lahora, Kegon Shimon ben Azai, for example, like Shimon ben Azai, so Yachli Yepater, I would think that you should be Pater from a carbon Talmud, or Vasosa Achas, that's what the Pasuk comes to teach you, that Vasosa Achas Yachra Osal Pi Atzmo, that when it's a Yachruz Osal Pi Atzmo, that's when you're chayiv to bring a karban. But Ras Bezdin, but if he's acting out of the Psak, based on the Psak of Bezdin, Pater, then he's exempt. So, what do you see? You see black and white in this Braisa, that the classic example of a Talmud who's Roy Lahora, who is chayiv to bring a karban, when he is Osal Pi Atzmo, that's the classic example is Shimon ben Azai. So Ella hechemeshkachaslo. So how do we have such a case? Kigundi, what exactly is going on in our Mishnah when we say that the Talmud is Roy Lahora'a, when we say that he is eligible to bring a karban? Why is he eligible to bring a karban? The fact of the matter is that Abai is asking a very good question. The question is that if he's Roy Lahora'a, he's a massive Talmud Chacham, and he's anyway ignoring his awareness of the Torah, and he is basically blindly following what Bezdin told him to do, and he's saying, well, I'm doing it because Bezdin told me, and we say, well, you're chayav to bring a karban, but why should that be? He's mezid. So, for example, he knew that it was aser, but still, the katai, he was mistaken b'mitzvah l'shmo derechamim with regard to the mitzvah to listen to the words of Chazal. So the dinami the tovah mitzvah l'shmol d'rei chachamim. So for me also, I would tell you that when what we're talking about in this mishnah is that they were mistaken with regard to the mitzvah to listen to chachamim. In other words, Rava says the classic example of someone of a talmud who's roi l'ara, who's eligible to bring a karban when he follows the psak bezdin. So this is the classic example. Shimon Nazir and Shimon Zom. Abai says aye, but that would be considered mazin. So Rava says, well, this Braisa seems to say exactly like what I'm saying, because the Braisa says that the classic example of Shimon Manasai, this classic example of Tamar Royal, who's Royal Ahura, is like Shimon Manasai. And we would say that this Tamar is Royal Ahura, if he's also Piatzmo, he's Chayav Karban. So what's Pshat in the Braisa? So Pshat in the Braisa must be, for example, where he knew that it's Aser, he's a master of Talmud Chachamim, he knew that that was Aser, but he was mistaken about the extent to which you have to listen to Chazal when they tell you something. So he thought, I'm supposed to blindly follow the Bezdin when they tell me what to do, even though I think that they're wrong. So same thing over here. When I'm telling you in this mission about Bezim and Aleph in Harius, I would tell you that the case is the same idea. That the Talmud is Royal Ara is a master of Talmud Chacham, that's true. But he's not considered amazing because he knew that it was Aser, but he was mistaken about the extent to which you have to listen to the best. And he thought that you have to listen to them even though he knows that they're wrong. Okay. Zehaklal. So Sukumar goes on and says, Zehaklal hatolah ba'atzul chayv. So now, we said in the Mishnah that we ended off with a rule. The rule was that when a person is told about atzmo, he's chayv. If he's told about bezdin, he's pater, right? If he's told about atzmo, then he's chayv to bring a carbon. If he's told about bezdin, then he's pater from bringing a carbon. So Gemara says, L'suimai, what's this coming to include? Clearly, we're not just reiterating points for nothing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's trying to drive at something to be marvah something else. So Gemara says, L'suye, that's to include mevait behora, a person who kicks at psak halacha. What that means is, the way that Rashi explains it, is that if this person has a tendency to disregard psak halacha, and then it comes out that Bezin issues a psak, the chilev is permitted, and this person who is a person who generally disregards psak halacha, he goes ahead and he says, oh well, I'm going to listen to Bezin now and I'm going to eat chilev, because after all Bezin came out that chilev is permitted. Well, this person is going to be chayiv to bring a karban. Why is he chayiv to bring karban? Isn't he told of a Bezin? The answer is no. He's not told the Bezin. He's generally a person who disregards psak halacha. And in this case also, he be'etzem also disregards halacha. He was basically claiming that he was relying on Bezin, but that's not really what he was doing. He's really acting mipi atzmo. Okay, and so that's why he's chayav karban. So the Gemara says, wait a second, told of a Bezin, So now when the Mishnah goes on and says the case of Tolu Bezdin, what's the case of Tolu Bezdin come to include? That's to include where Bezdin issued a psak, and then they realized that they made a mistake, and they rescinded that psak. So the halacha is that if a yachid follows their psak, he's going to be pater. Why is he pater? Because even though they rescinded the psak, when he was acting based on the psak that he was aware of. Even though he didn't hear the news that they revoked their psak, doesn't make a difference. He was acting based on the original psak that he heard, and therefore he's going to be considered to be told b'das bezdin, and therefore he is going to be pater from a karban. So the Gemara says, but you're telling me that that's what Ramesh is telling you, that that's the case of told bezdin. But we already teach that explicitly. Where do we teach it explicitly? It's Rashi tells you. If you take a look on Daf Gimel, we teach it there explicitly. So what's Pshat? So Gemara says, Tani Vahana Mefarish. You're right, we teach it, but then we go back and we explain it further, we embellish on it, we elaborate on it a little bit later in Daf Gimel. Okay, so now, so the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is, so Shmuel comes in and he says, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham hold that if you have an individual who does psak bezin, he follows psak bezin, he's actually chayiv to bring a karban. In other words, when Shmuel comes in to give shira on the Mishnah, that base in Harius, what Shmuel is telling you is that this entire Mishnah has a big chiddush. The big chiddush is that when you have a yachid who follows the psak of bezin, and he's not a master Talmud Chacham, we're talking about part one of the Mishnah, where you have a fellow who's just following the psak Bezin. Bezin made the psak, they were mistaken in their psak, and this fellow follows the psak. So the halacha is that this guy is pater from bringing a karban. Why? Because he's told bebestin. So Shmuel says, you should know that's only the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chum actually disagree with that. The Chum hold that when you have a yachid, when you have an individual who's following the psak of Bezdin, he's actually chayiv to bring a karban. So the Gemara says, my Rabbi Yehuda, what is this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds this way? So the Gemara says, the Tani, as we learned in the Braisa analyzes this pasuk in Vayikra. Pasuk says, Vim nefesh achas techta bishkaga, me amart ba'asilsa, achas mi mitzvah Hashem asher lo sesena v'yashem. So we take a look at this pasuk, and when the pasuk says over here, im nefesh achas techta bishkaga, me amart ba'asilsa, hare elu gimel miyutin. The pasuk is, it gives you three miyutin, three minimizations. In other words, three minutia that we're spelling out to highlight something. Why are we doing that? So this has come to teach, and we learned this out also, we discussed this in Masech Shabbos a little bit also, where when the pasuk says, im nefesh achas, we refer to the single nefesh, techta, bishkaga ba'asusa. So what we learn is, if you take a look, the way that Rashi explains it is that what that implies is the way that you would read that line is that it's nefesh techta, achas techta, and ba'atsosa techta. That's how you'd read it. So we have these three different words that are three different miyutin, which are basically telling us that when he's doing something mipi atzmo, he's going to be chayiv, as opposed to when he's told bebezdin, then he's going to be pater. So that's what he teaches you. Ha-rei elu gimel miyutin, and we learn out three different things. We go through each of the three things that we learn out. One of the three things that we learn out from this pasuk is ha-osam mipi atzmo is chayiv, that if you're acting on your own das, not attributing it to Bezin, so then you're chayiv to bring a carbon. But horas Bezin, but if it's not on your own that you made a mistake, it's because Bezin issued a psak, so then pater. Then you're going to be pater from bringing a carbon. Okay, so that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda based on this analysis of this pasuk in Vayikra. So the Gemara says, Mayraban, what's the opinion of the Chachamim? Where do we find the basis for their opinion that if you have a Yach who's Asba Horas Bezin is Chayiv? So the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa says, Adayin ani omer, miyot kahal shechatu chayavin. I would still think that if you have a miyot kahal that sinned, they'd be liable. She'in Bezin mavi'in al yidehin par. Because Bezin do not bring a par helm davar shel tzibor for them. Remember, a par helm davar shel tzibor, by definition, is when the tzibor does a lav, they violate a lav because Bezin told them that it was okay. And so when that tzibor goes ahead and they violate that lav, so now Bezin issues the psak, rov of the tzibor follows that psak, now there's a chiv to bring a par helm davar shel tzibor. But now we're talking about right now, what happens if a mit of the kahal sins, so they're chayiv to bring a carbon. Why they have to bring carbon? Because there's no problem with the tzibor that's being brought on their behalf. So therefore, each individual member is going to have to bring their own personal carbon chatas. Now, rov kahal shechatu. But if you have the majority of the kahal of Klal Yisrael that sinned, so then you would think yehi paturin. You paturin. I would think that they should be pater. Why would I think that they should be pater? Shrei bezin mavin al yidein par. Because bezin bring a par for them. So tamalomer mi am haaretz. So that's why we need the pasuk to tell you v'im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga me am haaretz. Why does it say me am haaretz in that pasuk? Afilu ruba v'afilu kula. Even the majority, even all of them, you're still going to be you're still going to be chayiv. So again, what happens over here? Remember, we're trying to bring out right now the basis for the Chum's opinion that if a yachid is asba ras bezin, you're chayiv. How do I see this? The answer is that the Braisa tells us when you have a miyat kahal that sins, they're chayiv to bring a carbon. Each of them are individually chayiv to bring a carbon. Why? Because, well, Bezin's not bringing a parum davar shel tzibor for them. But what about when rov kahal sins? So you would think that they should be pater because Bezin are bringing a parum davar shel tzibor, because Bezin would are bringing a par on their behalf. So that's where you need me'ama aretz to teach you even rove or even all of them. Now, we have to figure out exactly what's going on in this price in order to really get home, to get our point across. So, what the Gemara says is as follows. But wait a second. With what? Meaning, with what exactly did they sin? It's not very clear in this braisa what's going on over here. It just says, if you have a mi'at kahal that sinned, they're chayiv. If you have rov kahal that sinned, you would think they should be pater, kamashul on the pasuk that they're chayiv. Now, what we're going to discuss over here is that there's really two ways to sin that we're considering right now. One is that Bezin issued a psak, and somebody followed that psak, so when I have to figure out, should you be chayiv or pater? Second issue is that what about if they just made a mistake? Like we talked about before, if there was a switch of the chalev and the shuman in the house, and you thought that what you were eating was shuman, and it turns out it was really chalev. So which kind of chet are we talking about in this braisa? Ilema b'shigas maisa. If you want to tell me that the kind of chet that we're talking about in this braisa is shigas maisa, meaning to say it's a mistaken act, let's skip the first bezin over here, shalobaras bezin. So the way we're going to read it is ilema b'shigas maisa shalobaras bezin. If you're going to tell me that it's a shigas maisa where you have a mistake in act, where it was not as per the psak of bezin, in other words, like our case of mixing up chelev and shuman, where they didn't give you a psak the chelev is mutter, it's just that you mixed up the chelev and shuman in your house, and now you ate this chelev thinking it was shuman, and that's the case that we're talking about in this braisa. Well then, wait a second. So how are you going to read this braisa? The braisa is telling you, right? I would say that when mitz kahal that sins, well, how do they sin? They sin because of shigas maisa. I would think that they should be, I say that they have to be chai because bezin are not bringing a par. But if rov kahal sins by means of shigas maisa, I would think that they should be patur kamashul nepasik that you're chai. Well, then if that's the case, that it's shigas maisa, what are they doing here? What shaykh is Bezin over here? Bezin has no role over here. The shikas mice has nothing to do with Bezin. You made a mistake in your house because you mixed up your shuman and your chelev. Why would Bezin even be potentially involved? So, shalobaras Bezin, although some take out shalobaras Bezin, Bezin mi maisi shalobahara. So we're going to skip the shalobaras Bezin part and we'll read it as this. Bezin, mai v'detayu, what are Bezin doing here? Bezin, mi maisi shalobara, would Bezin be bringing karbanos? Would there be parhum davashal tzibur that Bezin is bringing if they didn't issue a psak mistakenly? So it can't be that if the cheshbon over here is that we're comparing and contrasting mi'at kahal that sins with rov kahal that sins, and you would think that rov kahal that sins, that they should be pater because Bezin are bringing a karban. Well, how did they sin? And they sinned because they did shigas maisa. That doesn't make any sense. Bezin are not bringing a karban for them on their behalf. So that can't be the case. Ela bahura. So clearly what's going on in the Braisa over here is that the chet was a chet in hora. In other words, that Bezin issued a psak. And when they issued a psak, either the mi'at followed or the rov followed. Now in the first part of the Braisa, where the mi'at follows their psak, they sin. So now we're saying the mi'at is going to be chayv to bring a karban. Why are they going to be chayv to bring a karban? Because Bezin not bring a par on their behalf, even though they issued the psak. But the halacha is that par on davashal tzibur is relevant only if it's the tzibur, only if it's rov of the tzibur, rov of Klal Yisrael. Now, but if it's, and then the braisa goes on to tell you the contrast that if you have rov of the tzibur that messed up because Bezin paskened something, so then I would think that they should be pater, kamash malan, that they're chayv. So wait a second. So Bezin mi master shalom ra el barav. So the case must be where it's hora. So v'ha kiksev me'am ha'aretz b'shigas ma'is hudachsev. Well then, wait a second. But you can't read the hemshech of the b'ris. The hemshech of the b'ris is not going to make any sense because if you're telling me that we're talking about a case of a mistake, a chet in hora, where the community, the rov of Klal Yisrael, followed an incorrect psak of Bezin, and so that's why I would think that your patra kamashul and patzak of me'am ha'aretz, that you should be chayiv, that doesn't make any sense. The pasuk me'am ha'aretz has nothing to do with a psak of a hora case. It has to do with a shikas ma'isa case. Remember, the pasuk of me'am ha'aretz is the standard pasuk of karban chatas, where it says v'im nefesh achas techta b'shgaga me'am ha'aretz ba'asusa achas mitzvah Hashem, that a person messed up, he did something wrong, but not because of psak bezdin. So then the rest of the braisa doesn't make any sense. So Ella laughs, or rather, what's going on over here in this braisa? Hachagamah, that this is what the braisa has come to tell you. The braisa has come to tell you, mi'at kahal shechatu b'shigas maisa chayavin. That the way that you read the braisa now is the Braisa, what the Braisa is supposed to read is as follows. When you have a miyat kahal, when you have a minority of the kahal that sinned, how do they sin? B'shigigas mais. In other words, a minority of the community mixed up shuman and chelev. They all thought that a certain local store was selling shuman, and really they were selling chelev, and now a minority of Klal Yisrael messes up with a shigas maisa. So the Braisa is telling you that in that case of shigas maisa, chayavin, they're chayav to bring individual karbanas. Why? Shein bezin mevina idein par bahara. Because we know that bezin would not be bringing a par if it were a matter of psak. Now wait a second. In other words, what we're saying is that we're going to learn out the rules for miyat kahal b'shigas maisa from the rules of miyat kahal behora. In other words, when Bezin issue a psak, and it's a mistaken psak, they issue a psak that chelev is really mutter, and then a minority of people follow that, the halacha is that Bezin don't bring a par, right? They don't have to bring a par. So similarly, if you have a miyat kahal that sinned b'shigas maisa, well, Bezin are not going to bring a par. So then, we should say that miyat kahal should be chayv to bring their own individual korbanos. So now let's read it in. Miyat kahal shechatu b'shigas maisa chayavin. If you have a minority of the kahal that sinned b'shigas maisa, so then they're chayv to bring their own individual korbanos. Why? Shein bezin mevien al yedein par bahara. As we know, because a bezin would not be bringing a par amdav shal tzibar on their behalf if they made a mistake in psak, but ha hein chayavin. But they personally, the minority would be chayv to bring their own individual karbanos. So just like when it comes to hora, where we say that they individually would have to bring karbanos, and not bezdin, so too when you have miyat kahal that sins b'shigas maisa because they got confused and mixed up shuman and chelev, so they too should be chayv to bring an individual karban. Now yachol, I might think rov tzibur sha'asu b'shigas maisa. I might think that if you have most of the tzibur, if you have the majority of the tzibur sha'asu b'shigas maisa, that they did a shigas maisa. Again, shigas maisa where they all, the most of the Klal Yisrael, they all went shopping and they were selling chelev, and everyone thought it was really shuman. So then they get back and they realize that it really isn't shuman; it's really chelev. And rov the tzibur messes up a shigas maisa. So you would think you paturin that they should be pater. Why would I think they should be pater? Shari bezin mevin haideim aleihem par bahara. Because we know that bezin, if it would be a matter of psak, where bezin issues a faulty psak, and we know that bezin would be bringing a par amdav shel tzibur on their behalf. So you would think, therefore, in other words, the litmus test for what the halacha should be for shigas maisa is what the halacha is when it comes to hora'ah. In other words, that by hora'ah, for miyat kahal, for when Bezin issue a mistaken hora'ah, we say that Bezin don't have to bring a par for the tzibur, but they individually are chayv to bring their own karbanos. So when it comes to miyat kahal that sins b'shigas maisa, so they also should be chayv to bring their own individual karbanos. But what about when it comes to rov tzibur? When it comes to rov tzibur, if Bezin issue an incorrect psak and rov the tzibur follows, the halacha is that Bezin have to bring a karban. So maybe the same should be when you have shigas maisa for rov the tzibur, they also should have to bring. They also should be pater from a karban. So tamalomar me'amar, so that's why I have the pasuk of me'amar to teach you afilu rubo, that even when you have most of Klal Yisrael doing a shigas maisa, they are chayiv to bring a karban. Okay, now how does this help us for Shmuel's statement? So remember, Shmuel walked in and Shmuel told us that the Mishnah, where you have a yachud who's told bebezdin, he is pater. Whose opinion is that? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And but Shmuel said, but you should know the Chacham hold that a yachid she'as baras bezin is going to be chayiv. So the Gemara said, what's the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? So we said from the pasuk of im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga ba'asosa. So he said, okay, so what about the Chacham's opinion? So that's where we brought up this price. So the name of the game right now is to show you that when you have a yachid she'as baras bezin, he's chayiv to bring a karban. And that's exactly what this price is saying now. The price is telling you that when you have a miyat kahal that sinned b'shigas maisa, you're chayiv. How do I know? Because when Bezdin, if there would be a faulty psak, and miyat kahal would follow that psak, the halacha would be that Bezdin don't bring a par, rather they bring a karban. And because they bring a karban, when it's a matter of a faulty psak, when it's miyat kahal, because miyat kahal brings their own individual karbanos, when there is a faulty psak, so too they should also bring their own karbanos, their own individual karbanos, when it comes to a case of shigas maisa. So now the Gemara says back, Amar Papa, so Papa says, wait a second. Mimai, From what did you see that? How did you see that? Dim Elohein v'lo Bezin. Maybe neither they nor Bezin. In other words, what Rav Papa is attacking is a diak that we kind of slipped into this brisa. Remember, if you look at the original words of this brisa, the brisa said, "Adayin ani omer miyat kahal shechatu chayavin." I would still say that when you have a miyat kahal that sinned, they're chayv to bring a karban. She'ein bezin mevin aydein par. For bezin do not bring a par on their behalf. Now, what we interpreted that to mean when we said el lav hachigamar, what did we say? We said, so what kind of sin did they do? We said, miyat kahal shechatu b'shugas ma'isa chayavin. How do I know? She'ein bezin mevin aydein par. Now, what diyuk do we slip in? But we said, for bezin would not bring a par behorah. In other words, if there be a matter of psak, of a faulty psak, bezin would not be bringing a par to cover the tzibur because it's only a miyut. And when we said, ha'hein chayavin. But they, the individual members of the tzibur, who sinned because they followed that psak, they would be chayiv. And therefore, we were able to say, oh, well, if they're chayiv when bezin, if they're chayiv to bring their own individual carbon when bezin mess up, so then they should also be chayiv to bring a carbon when they personally mess up in their own houses, mixing up the shuman and chelev. So Rav Papa says, how do you know that that's how you read it? Maybe when the Braisa says this line, when the Braisa says, She'ein bezin mevin aydein par behora, for bezin do not bring a par on their behalf when bezin make a mistake in a hora'a, and therefore, and they all follow that hora'a, so bezin don't bring a par, and they also don't bring a par. So dim Elohein v'lo bezin. Maybe neither they bring a carbon, and nor bezin bring a carbon. So the Gemara says, Ihach, if that were true, my area, the kamahader aruba lechiyuva, lav v'chlau demiyat bahara kaimolei, demechayva bahara. So all that. So maybe we'll just discuss this for a second outside before we read the whole line. What the Gemara is going to say now is as follows. If you remember, the whole lumdis for this bride says that the bride is setting up a contrast between miyat kahal and rov kahal. Miyat kahal that sins. Now, the way that we explained it is that when you have a miyat kahal that sins b'shigas ma'isa, they're chayav to bring a karban. How do I know? Because when it comes to hora'a, an issue of a ra'a or bezin, issue of faulty psak, and a minority of people follow that psak, the halacha is a bezin don't bring a karban. Rather, the individual people have to bring karbanos. So if individual people have to bring karbanos, in that case of a faulty psak, so too they should have to bring individual karbanos when they mess up in a case of shigas ma'isa. So then that's part one of the b'risa. Part two is, okay, so now if the litmus test is for when Bezin bring a, whether Bezin bring a parhelm davar shel tzibur on behalf of the community, that's an indicator about whether they themselves have to, the individual members have to bring karbanos. So then what about when it comes to rov tzibur? When it comes to rov tzibur, if they do a shigas ma'isa, I would think that they should all be pater. How do I know? Because when it comes to rov the tzibur acting on a faulty psak Bezin, we know that Bezin bring a carbon on their behalf. Well, Bezin bring a carbon on their behalf, they themselves are not bringing individual carbonos. So then when it comes to Shigas Ma'is of the whole or Rov of the Tzibor, you would think that they also shouldn't have to bring a carbon. And that's why I need the Pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz. So, in other words then, the given in this Braisa was what the halachas are when it comes to the Miyat Kahal. The Dover Pashat in this Braisa, the givens were that when you have a miyat kahal that sins because of a faulty psak and bezin, it's a dever pashit that they themselves have to bring individual karbanos. There's no paral harem dever shalti with this brought. And so, and what's also given is that a miyat kahal that sins with shigas ma'isa is also going to be chayav a karban. What do we need to scrounge around a pasuk for? We needed a pasuk because of the case of shigas ma'isa for rov tzibor. And for when rov tzibor does a shigas ma'isa, so we needed to know, we would have thought you should be pater, kamash on the pasuk that you're chayav. That's the only thing that the Braisa felt the need to find a pasuk for. Everything else was a given. Miyat kahal of shigas ma'isa for miyat kahal was a devar pashit. Hora'a for miyat kahal was also a devar pashit. Hora'a for tzibur was also a devar pashit. So, but what Rav Papa's suggesting right now, what Rav Papa challenged is that, well, maybe when the individuals messed up because they followed Bezin's psak, maybe they themselves wouldn't bring karbanos. Maybe Bezin wouldn't bring a karbanos. Maybe themselves wouldn't bring karbanos. The problem is that if you say that, then nothing makes sense in this braisa. Remember, because the whole flow is, I know that the individuals, when you have a miyat kahal following the psak of Bezin will bring a karban, and they themselves, and the individuals do bring a karban. So when you have miyat kahal that sins, b'shigas ma'isa, they also should have to bring a karban. So now I have to figure out if the limit test is going to be, parhelm, it's going to be whether Bezin bring a karban, Well, now I have a good question. When it comes to Rov Tzibor, I need to know if Rov Tzibor do Shikas Maisa, should they have to bring a carbon or not? I would think that they should be Patur Kamash unless you need a Pasuk to teach you that they're Chayav to bring a carbon. So, but if you learn like Rav Papa, then the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Because you can't start, the whole starting point of Miat Kahal bringing a carbon in the case of Horah doesn't get off the ground, because Miat Kahal according to Rav Papa doesn't have to bring a individual carbonos in the case of Horah. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, if what Papa is saying is correct, my area, what are we discussing? The Kamahadar Aruba Lechiva. They were going after to find a pasuk for a case of Rov Latibor to say that they should be liable in the case of Shikas Maisa. La Machla, does that not indicate, does it not imply the Miut Bahura Kaimale de Mechaivu Bahura? Does it not imply automatically that when you have a miyat behora, when you have a case of a miyat of kahal following a faulty psak, that it's a davar pasha? It's a davar pasha that it's a given to us that they're chayiv. V'nahad bereisha al miyuta demechayiv b'shigas ma'isa ulabsof nahad aruba l'chiyuva b'shigas ma'isa. Because our starting point should then be that we should first try to find out that miyat is chayiv b'shigas ma'isa, and then we should go after to try to find that rov for chiyuv is b'shigas ma'isa. So again, ma'ir de kamahad aruba l'chiyuva. Why are we going after a case to teach you a case for rov to be chayiv? La mechlal de miyat b'hora kaimalei de mechayiv b'hora. Is it not? Does it not imply automatically that when you have miyat b'hora, a case of miyat b'hora, a case where the miyat of the community follows a faulty psak, it's a davar pasha to us that they are individually chayav to bring karbanos when bezin make a faulty psak? But if what you're saying is true, Rav Papa, v'nahad bereisha amiyuta demechayvi b'shigas ma'isa, that first we should start off trying to find out that miyot should be chayv in the case of shugas ma'isa, ulu b'sof nahadar, and then afterwards we can go scrounging off for psukim al ruba l'chiyuv of shugas ma'isa, to teach you that for rov, for when you have rov the tzibur following a rov the tzibur doing a shugas ma'isa, they should be chayv. But we didn't do that. Ella lav midalo mahadar al miyuta. From the fact that we didn't scrounge around for psukim for the miyot part of the braisa, when you have miyot, when you have a minority of the community following the psak, minority of Klal Yisrael following the psak, or minority of community for shikas ma'isa, elam d'alom mahadar al miyot d'mechayvin b'shikas ma'isa. From the fact we didn't have to scrounge around for psak for that, ubesof mahadar aruba l'chiyuv b'shikas ma'isa, and at the end of the ba'isa, we're just scrounging around only for a pasuk with regard to the rov doing a shikas ma'isa. So shema mina. So you see from this ba'isa, miyot b'hora chayavin. Hein kisva usiira. You see that a miyot behora, when you have a miyot of a faulty, a miyot of the kahal following a faulty psak, they're all going to be chayv to bring their own individual karbanos. So that's kisva and siira. Those are the individual karbanos you have to bring as an individual. V'shalobara, and when it's not an issue of hara, b'shigas ma'isa, when it's a case of shigas ma'isa, chayavin, they're also going to be chayv to bring karbanos. Those are givens. So again, so what emerges from this b'risa? What emerges from this b'risa is the idea of the Chachamim, that when you have a miyat kahal following a faulty psak of Bezdin, they are individually going to be chayiv to bring their own karbanos. And so same thing in our mission, when a mission is discussing a yachid, so the mission told us that a yachid, who's told of a Bezdin, is going to be pater from karbanos. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim actually disagree with that. The Chachamim hold that a yachid who's following the psak of Bezdin, he's going to be chayv to bring a carbon. We find that opinion unfolding in this braisa that we brought up, that compares and contrasts miyat kahal with rov kahal. And based on the way that we determine this braisa we're discussing, must be that miyat kahal is going to be chayv to bring their own individual karbanos when they're following sak bezin, and they're also going to be chayv to bring their own karbanos when they're doing a shikas ma'isa. All right, let's hold here.